This is JIS News. Coming up, 2014-15 estimates of expenditure to be tabled later this week. All buses operating on JUTC sub-franchise routes to be color-coded, and 7 government ministries to participate in plastic separation initiative. The details after the break.
A few time now.
It's man run things.
Cho, the two on wrong a gender equality time now.
Gender equality time?
Yeah, time for equal opportunities whether you are man or woman.
No, that makes sense.
Yeah, gender equality.
Gender equality. Know it.
Believe it.
Live it.
Equal rights and justice for women and men in our society.
Now the news. Finance Minister Dr. Peter Phillips is to table the estimates of expenditure for the 2014-2015 fiscal year in the House of Representatives later this week. The estimates will be tabled Thursday afternoon following the state opening of Parliament and the delivery of the throne speech by Governor General Sir Patrick Allen. The estimates will provide details on what the ministries and agencies of government will receive for recurrent and capital expenses. The 2014-2015 budget debate will begin on April 17 in the House of Representatives, with the Finance Minister making his presentation. Opposition spokesman on finance, Audley Shaw, will make his contribution on April 22. On April 24, opposition leader Andrew Holness will give his contribution to the debate. Prime Minister Portia Simpson-Miller will present on April 29. The Finance Minister will close the budget debate on April 30. Effective April 8, all buses on Jamaica Urban Transit Company JUTC sub-franchise routes in the Kingston Metropolitan Transport Region, the KMTR, are required to bear the same yellow color as JUTC buses. They should also have identifying stickers on the back and front windshields. The public is therefore advised to take only buses that are color-coded and bearing the specified identifying marks.
Any passenger in the KMTR who sees a yellow bus can be assured that that bus is licensed, insured, and operates to the standards expected in this reform going forward. So on the 8th of April, though the reform starts on the 1st, John Public will be expected to board buses that are in this consistent color code of yellow.
JUTC's Deputy Managing Director with Responsibility for Operations, Kirk Finnegan. He says the initiative is one of a series of reforms geared towards an integration of public and private operators as the government seeks to provide a seamless service to the traveling public. He says commuters can expect a similar level of service to that which is provided on JUTC buses when traveling on the sub-franchised buses. Starting tomorrow, April 1, a plastic separation initiative will be launched in 7 government ministries as part of plans to effectively manage solid waste. The ministries of Health, Education, Finance and Planning, National Security, Agriculture, Local Government and Justice are participating in the initiative.
Separation has benefit not just for the environment but for income earning through job creation, improving the environment but also ensuring that our health is protected.
Executive Director of the NSWMA, Jennifer Edwards, speaking at a recent policy forum at the Management Institute for National Development, MIND. Employees and visitors to the participating government entities will be required to separate not only plastic containers, but other materials such as styrofoam from regular waste, as the government works to reduce the negative effects of solid waste on the environment and human health. And students at the G.C. Foster College of Physical Education and Sports are now benefiting from an upgraded gym after $14 million was spent to refurbish the facility. The works involved the replacement of the roof and other infrastructure repairs. Education Minister Reverend Ronald Thwaites says with the upgraded gymnasium, G.C. Foster College is one step closer to realizing its aspiration of becoming a national sports university.
I long for the day when G.C. Foster can produce teachers who are trained, come here for particular training, so that they can enhance the culture of physical development in all of our schools, as well as to serve as coaches for the various sporting endeavors.
The education minister adds that G.C. Foster is poised to become a major foreign exchange earner with its ability to attract people to the island who want to learn about the country's prowess in the area of athletics. The minister was speaking at a special service to recommission the refurbished gymnasium on Friday. That was the JIS News. I'm Lorraine Mendez.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.